All right, a couple segments left here. Got to wrap things up, tell you what to watch on TV, and rewrap our poll questions, which we've got some sarcastic responses to.
Love it.
And some questions that we asked, but always time for you guys, 402-951-1620. Let's go to the phones now where we find Andrew. Hey, Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, guys. You know, we've got all this excitement with the skill people we have gotten out of the portal and stuff. If we have the same offensive line, does it really matter much? And is there a different technique that Rayola is going to teach compared to Austin?
Yeah, well, Andrew, and thanks for the call. They're not going to have the same offensive line, first of all. Now, they could have, to the point, potentially, from Andrew, they could potentially have the same quality offensive line. You hope that the – I think what they were looking for when they got Donovan Royal is a change in attitude. They thought they needed a better – you know, a little bit of an edge. They're up front in how guys were playing, and Raiola theoretically brings that to the table. That's kind of the background that came with him as he's kind of just starting his college career. But also, the personnel is going to be different too. They're going to be working in a new center. Maybe that's one of the guys that we had already seen before. My guess is that one or two of the guys that they've gotten out of the transfer portal so far are going to be significant contributors on the offensive line. You know, Hunter Anthony, transfer from Oklahoma State. Is he a starter next year? We'll see. Maybe you get Prochaska back. We'll see what the time is on that one. So, yeah, the offensive line is going to be different. I don't know if it's going to be better, but it's going to be different. So, that's part of the plan. It's not like they went into the offseason and was like, yeah, here's what we're going to do. We got to get all this different skill talent and, you know, change it to quarterback and bring in new wide receivers and bring in new defensive backs and, you know, not think about the offensive line. No, that was not the idea. They identified offensive line as an issue from last year, understood that it had to get better. And I think, from what I've seen so far, have taken steps to do that. Curious to see where it lands. Curious to see how much better. Curious to see how much good quarterback play can help them. We often talk about it in the reverse, right? How much better quarterback play and a different voice in the quarterback room or in the offensive room can help the offensive line. We often talk about it from the sense of the offensive line helping the quarterback, and that certainly has to happen as well. But yeah, no. They're making strides in that category, I think, at least from what I've seen so far. Who they're putting there and what they're doing. But it's a good question. And to answer it, no. Like, if it's the same offensive line, you know, you're always going to limit how good you could be with your offense, regardless of how much skill talent you have. I mean, look at the Cincinnati Bengals. Lucas is like, yeah, this guy can't. Yeah, he was just messing around, but he was like, yeah, this guy can't go 10 seconds without crapping on the Bengals. Well, he gets sacked 7+ times in a playoff game. You could have Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow and Patrick Mahomes and everybody.
It was nine.
It was nine.
For nothing. A lot of work for nothing.
Yep.
I'm not bitter, though.
It yielded them 19 points.
You know, and a lot of the times, it doesn't matter that he doesn't have an O-line. As we've seen on the internet, bleep it, Jamar's out there somewhere.
Uh-huh. Throw it up. But you're always going to limit your ceiling, right? You want to be as sound. Look, it all weaves back to the big point of the show today. If you are deficient in one area, if you are obviously deficient in one area, teams are going to see that and take advantage of it. So the key is, don't be deficient in one area. Mm-hmm. Be at least good or at least fine everywhere and hopefully very good in some spots, you know.
And building the Bengals, we're probably ahead of schedule as well.
For sure. I mean, for sure.
they probably thought, thought we'd fix a lot of these problems in the draft, but here we are.
Right. Interesting. Didn't really plan on being in the NFC, the AFC title game, but here we are. How about Creighton? Might not seem like it, but I think a win like that does go a long way.
Gives you confidence.
You get to check another box, right? So you've played your best and beat the top team in the conference. You've played your A game and won a game that you needed to win in the game against St. John's. And now you play basically, I don't know, like your D game. Especially on the offensive side of the ball. And are able to squeak out with a win against DePaul, and obviously a game that you have to have. I don't think NCAA I don't know if this is proven, but I don't think NCAA tournament teams, especially ones that are on the bubble, lose at home to DePaul. I just don't think that happens. Regardless of how improved they are. So, seems like this is often the question with teams that are built the way that Creighton is, and something that they've gotten better at over the last couple years. Can you win games when you're not on offensively, when you don't have it? And what I saw was a team that was totally locked in and engaged on the defensive end, even though they couldn't get anything to go on offense. That's a pretty good mark for a team. That's the mark of a well-coached team, by the way. And the head coach was in his home movie theater tweeting. You know?
Coach has got a good setup, too.
I noticed that. It looked like he had a pretty nice setup down there.
Which is to be expected.
I assume that was a basement. But, yeah, it looked like he's got the theater seating, you know, the whole deal. Looked like a good spot to watch a college basketball game. That's dumb, though. That's a home theater that's gone to waste. How much is he really watching, you know, good sporting events or movie? Like, how much time is he spending down there? It's wasteful.
Wrangling for an invite. Not quite sure how to get it. Got to work my way in with John, and then got to work my way in with Rob, and then got to work my way in with Coach.
Here it is. You pitch it to him, Coach. You somehow skip all those blocks, and you go straight to Mac, and you say, here's the deal. Nobody's downstairs watching these games in your basement when they're clearly, by the picture that you tweeted out, by your setup, there should be. This should not be going unused, not be spending game day unused. I will do that for you. Now, would I like to watch a game with him? Yes. Also, he has COVID. Yeah. So
get his insights. Yeah, I'd wait.
But we get that on Twitter. Anyway, it was a good box for them, for Creighton to check. Now you go out on the road, and another one that you really, you know, feel like you should have. This was this three-game stretch. That was the second in the three-game stretch of games that you really should have. Then things tighten up a little bit again on the schedule for them.
Hey, Coach, brought over a bottle of wine and a bottle of Lysol wipes.
I'm the perfect candidate. Nebraska tweeted out that they are sending out souvenir tickets.
So the North Dakota game?
Another example of Trev is listening. Remember the whole deal with the whole tickets thing, and he brought paper tickets back, and like that was, you know, that was one of the first things he did as the athletic director. He's like, no, you know, I get it. I understand.
My first act.
He listens to the people, man.
He does.
He listens to the people. So what they have decided to do, potentially, I don't know this for sure, but potentially in lieu of paper tickets, maybe going forward here, now they sent out 2021 souvenir tickets, and they shipped last week. So one of the things that I assumed he heard from fans, and this is something that I've heard from fans too, it is kind of cool. You get to, like, everybody has a box in their house where they have all the ticket stubs from games that they've been to in the past. And, like, I have that. And you don't get to really add to that anymore because they're just virtual and they're on your phone. Well, they're sending out after the season souvenir tickets. and they'll be hitting your mailbox soon, if not already, according to Nebraska's Twitter account over an hour ago. So that's pretty cool. Also, release just went out a little bit ago that the spring game tickets are on sale. Nebraska is playing in the spring game on April 9th. They'll go on sale to Husker fans next week. That's Tuesday, February 1st at 10 a.m. And the Ireland game, those tickets will be going on sale next Monday at 11 a.m. Just the game tickets. It'll be the first opportunity to purchase tickets for that game in the ticket block without a package. So this doesn't include the flight or anything. You get the tickets to the game. All right, let's take a second another phone call here from Mike. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Go ahead.
I'm still looking forward to Thursday and hearing your assist call during the game.
Yep. No, I haven't forgot about it. Trust me, Mike.
Let me tell you, it would help if we have an assist, you know?
Well, that is important, yes. I assume that they will. They've hit a bit of a rough patch recently, but I assume they'll have at least one.
You know, better teams. Hey, that Iowa girl, what, Clark?
Caitlin Clark. Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
Do you remember, maybe you're too young, when Nancy Lieberman and Ann Myers actually tried out for the NBA in training camp? You know, they were serious about giving it a try.
Sure.
I bet you she could play for the men's team at Iowa.
Oh, yeah. She is quick, man. And, so I get the ability to see it up close. And the way that she moves is just kind of faster than everybody. And that, yeah, she's like she was a top two player in her class. And, yeah, she's super talented.
But you were talking about our new quarterback. Don't you agree that, I mean, in that Iowa game, Smothers, if you just don't pay any attention to the fourth quarter, had a fantastic game.
Yeah, he did. He did what they asked of him that day, that's for sure. And
he might be the fastest guy on the team.
But he's fast.
I would tell him, because I'd really like to keep him. I kind of feel bad for him. And maybe he just doesn't have the arm that, you know, they really like. But I would say to him, look, whether you're number one, number two, or number three, you're going to play at least like that Michigan fast quarterback played, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be their guy eventually. Yeah, because he was just a freshman last year.
Yeah, but they used him in, a Wildcat situation? Is that right?
Usually he came in and ran.
And you remember in the Minnesota game, they had a Wildcat quarterback. And I remember I was at the announcer saying, well, he always runs the ball. Well, guess what? He did, and he threw it.
That's right.
For a touchdown, and it was a huge play. And we know Smothers is accurate. So does that make sense to be able to say, look, you're going to play. You're going to get a shot at number one, and you know maybe it'll be in a couple of years, whatever. But
I think they could devise a – if that's what you're asking, yeah, I think they could create some sort of a package for him where he could be successful. He's limited in terms of his skill set a little bit, just his arm strength I don't think is what they want out of the spot.
Right.
But, they could definitely devise a package or a piece of the offense that works for him. I think they could do that, yeah.
And don't you think the O-line can get a lot better, maybe just by kind of addition by subtraction? Maybe their huge tackles would be better, you know, at guards. And everybody's going to be a year older, year smarter. And maybe the guidance from the coaches, you know, the coordinator and the new O-line coach might be a lot. I mean, what I'm saying is there's reason for hope, I think, in everything we've been horrible at, you know, special teams and all that stuff.
I'm with you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You're right. There is reason for hope in all of those things, and maybe it's not Smothers. Although I do think they could devise some sort of plan where it makes sense for him. Offensive line as well, you're changing personnel, changing an attitude, you're trying to do that as well. There's reasons to be optimistic there. I always said last year that they, you know, that offensive line that they had built was kind of better built to be a little bit more kind of road grady, you know, get downhill and run it. And Nebraska did the thing where they just didn't really stick to that plan for the majority of last year. And it felt like that was their best way to win football games. You got to stick to it. You got to commit to it, especially if you have a roster that's kind of built for it. That hurt them a few times. All right. We'll come back. We will update you on poll questions and tell you what to watch tonight and get you out of here. We'll do that next in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, oh yeah, it's time. NFL Conference Championships are here, and we're celebrating. FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-to-1 enhanced odds for either conference championship game. That's right. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win either conference championship game. Guys, let's keep it simple. It's the Chiefs. Just take the Chiefs, set it and forget it. $5 to win $150. Just sign up for the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-to-1 enhanced odds. No better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on FanDuel Sportsbook. That's America's number one sportsbook. Super easy to use app. Always giving you the best stuff right there on the front page. Easy to access and quick to make your bets and to get the payout quickly as well. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get the $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code HAPPER, H-A-P-P-E-R, when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code HAPPER and pick your conference championship right now. 21 plus, present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.